Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Chav. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are up to the Rambam on the top line of page Kuf and Dalet, which is the page following 286. We started last time the discussion of Hilchos Schita, and we discussed three categories. Let's just review the Mechaber as we lead into the Rambam. The Mechaber said, Zaysin, the Anovim, is the most chomer. It's usher to squeeze them. And if any of their liquids come out on their own, it's going to be usher. It's a xeri, you might come to squeeze them. That's an isser daraisa. Category number two was Tusin, Verimonin, berries, and pomegranates. There, it's only usher to squeeze them out, midirabanan. And we said if the juices ooze out on their own, if you bought it for eating, the juices are mutter. If you bought it for having the juices, then the juices, if they came out on their own, are going to be usher. And then we said when it comes to other peros, you're allowed to squeeze them, because they're not made for their juices at all. That was the Mechaber. The Rambam then says, and he's going on the last category, of peros, shar kol peros mutav asoftan, hu v'mokom shenogu lischot eza peros, lishtos meimov machmas tzoma otainuk, in a place where the minhag is to squeeze out those fruit, to drink their liquids when you're thirsty or for enjoyment, dino ketusim verimonim. It gets a din, more chomer, like tusim verimonim. So again, the Rambam is saying in a place where the minhag is to squeeze out these fruit that are not normally squeezed out, but there's a place where the minhag is to squeeze it out for drinking purposes, so then it gets bumped up to category two, and it's going to be usher to squeeze it out. But if the minhag is only to squeeze out for refua purposes, then you do not have to worry about it. The Rambam then says, V'chol zeh dafka lischot usher. This whole discussion is about squeezing out the fruit that is usher. But you're allowed to take grapes, hold it towards your mouth, and suck out the juice. Squeeze out the juice from the grapes, isser daraisa. Suck it out with your mouth, mutter. That's what the Rambam is saying. Kol zeh dafka lischot is going to be usher. So even an oven, which is the most chomer, to squeeze out the juice with your mouth, is going to be mutter. The kol shekein b'shar dvarim, certainly the other fruit that are more lenient than the zeisin v'an oven. However, here we have a machlokes, v'yesh osrim limtos b'pem me'an oven v'kayotze b'hem. There are those who say it's usher to suck out the juices from grapes and similar things. So that, in fact, is a machlokes. We'll see the Mishabura exactly how we paskin. Says the Mishabura, sivkaton ches, v'mokum shenogu. So again, we said in the Ramah, place with a noi, to squeeze out some of these fruit that are not normally squeezed out, that they squeeze out for drinking purposes, so then it has the rules of the Tusan Verimunim. Mashma, the Ba'oso Makom Aser. The Mashmos is in a place where that's the minhag, so that's the din. It's Mashma only in that place it gets that more chomer din. Ubishar Makom Oshari, but in other places where you don't have the custom to squeeze it out, it's Mutter, because it's category 3. Ah! But if they squeeze it out in place A, and then they start selling their juices all over the world, so aser b'chol ha'olam, then it's going to be aser to squeeze out these fruit everywhere. And again, the juices that ooze out, it'll follow all the dinim of tusim v'rimonim. So again, the first point the Mishabura is making is that the mashmos of the Rambam is dafka in the place where they have a minhag to squeeze out these fruit, they're going to have a din of tusim v'rimonim, and the Mishabura says it's mashma only that place, but other places will be mutter, unless the minhag is that they take it from the place where they squeeze it out and they spread it out all over the world, then it's going to be usher everywhere. The kol zeh hudas haramah, that is only the shita of the Ramah. Avoham Mogen Avram Herach Binyan Zedim. Mogen Avram speaks at length about this topic. Umaskana, so he comes out of Maskana. The im no de lonu shebeizem makom nogu losotu lamashke. We know that in a certain place they squeeze out the juice from this fruit. Vafilu hanu hagin bazehu rak mixas bnei adam machma sheishlam peros harbe velo yerschlema. Even if we know it's only one group of people that have an abundance of that fruit, but it's not the whole city. It's just one group of people in a city. Aser mach masel lischol b'chol makom. Zok to Magen Avraham, that creates an isser everywhere. So not only does one city create isser everywhere, even if there's only one group of people in that city, if it becomes known, it's aser everywhere. V'chein kasu kam achronim, and so to write some achronim that's much more chomer than the Ramah. Oh, kasu Magen Avraham, further than Magen Avraham writes, didavka de'inyin shim hayo l'chol ha'olam peros harbe ka'elo hayu sof demosam. the very important addition that Magen Avraham says, that's only if the places in the world that don't have an abundance of this fruit, if they had the abundance also, they would be squeezing out for its juices. It happens to be it's only one place, so they squeeze it out there. It's usher everywhere, but only usher everywhere. If theoretically they had the juices everywhere, those fruit everywhere, they would squeeze it out there as well. But without that, we would say it's butla daitim. We nullify the das of those who are squeezing it out. The ayin of biralocha mashakat kosadne was that. Look at the biralocha writes regarding this very important point in the biralocha. If you look at the Ramaskal Makom Shenagu, he writes ayin of mishavura shekasu v'shem Magen Avraham the dafka beinyan shem haya lochol haolam. Again, like the Magen Avraham we just saw said, is that dafka if the other places had these fruit, they would squeeze them out as well. Aval belav hochi aminan davat ladaitem. But if that's not the case, it's just a random thing that these people are doing, but nobody else would do it, even if they had an abundance of this fruit, then we say their das, the ones who are squeezing out, their das is nullified. So that would mean that it would be mutter in that place. The mashmos is of butlet item is we nullify what they're doing, even though they're squeezing out for the juices, it would be mutter even in that place. But the Beralocha says, in the second to last line, in the Ramaskal of Umakum, the alcohol punim b'zeh mokum shenogu lischol b'zadei ein hoka b'chol gadni. Even though the mashmos is but l'daitim, that it's mutter everywhere, even in the place where they're squeezing it out, l'maisa says the Chavos Chaim, the place where they're actually squeezing them out, you should not be lenient. V'chein mashma mistimas haramah kein niral niyaz daiti. So the bottom line is, he says that for sure for the people who are squeezing it out, it would be usser. Even though the mashmos of the Magen Avraham, that is but l'daitim, it's mashma b'mutter over there, it's not so pashut, it's a possible concern of a serious iser, and therefore one should be machmer. Back to the Mishabura, whereby the small tests, the hani agasim, and these pears, shekorin bareness, v'lushon ashkenaz, they're called bareness v'lushon ashkenaz, also a soft one, you can't squeeze out these pears. Mipnei shebimedinos ashkenaz nogu l'softun l'mashke, because in the place of ashkenaz, the minna goes to squeeze it out for its juices. The Efshur is possible, Shem Hoyol Chol HaOlam Harvey, if the rest of the world had so many of these pears, Hayukam Kein Sochatim. So it's exactly like the Magen Avraham said, an example the Mishavur then brings, is these pears, they squeeze it in the place of Ashkenaz, and everywhere else they would be squeezing it very likely if they had an abundance. Aval HaPeiro She'en Adera Klal L'Sochtun B'Shemokum, but fruit that are not normally squeezed out anywhere, Mutter L'Sochtun Afilu Mashke V'Kanal, that would be category 3. You're 100% allowed to squeeze out these fruit. But once you know that in one place they're squeezing it out, it's already a risky business. You have to factor in the Ramah and the Magen Avraham. V'das HaBach, and the Bach is even more machmir, Sha'osr L'Schot Shum Pri, the Bach says you can't squeeze out any fruit. Elo Im Kavanoso Rak L'Mate Kapri, unless your kavanah of squeezing out the juices somehow it sweetens the fruit. If that's your kavanah to sweeten the fruit by getting out the juices, that's going to be mutter. Other than that, it's asr. Aval the name of asr, but to squeeze it out for any juices is going to be forbidden. Because of shekein aminug, the bath rice, that's the minug. The ayin of ralocha should be arnu. Look in the ralocha where we explain the medina ein lahachmir bazeh. Halacha l'maisa, you do not have to be machmir like the bath to say all fruit that if you squeeze out for the juices are asr. Unless it's a place where the minhag is machmir like the bach, then you shouldn't be mekil. But a place that doesn't have a specific minhag, you don't have to be machmir like the bach. V'chein das Magen Avraham v'kama achronim. V'afil b'mokum shenogu l'hachmir b'shar peros, and even in a place where the minhag is machmir by other fruit that you shouldn't squeeze it out for their juices, haynu davka k'shesochato l'shem mashka. If you only, it's only true if you're squeezing out for a juice l'shem mashka that you want to drink it as a drink. But if you're dipping it out to make it into a dip, you're squeezing it out so it should go into a bowl so you can dip your food into it, there it's going to be mutter. Velo nikri mashke bazeh, that's not called a mashke. Ubezeisim vanovim aser apof and zeh, but zeisim vanovim aser even in this case. Let's just explain what's going on over here. The Bach says, any fruit is aser to be squeezed out if it's for its juices. So one heter is, if it's not being squeezed out for its juices to drink, it's being squeezed out because you want the food to be more, the fruit to be more geschmack, then it's mutter. And number two, he says, if you're squeezing it out to go into a bowl to dip, that's not called squeezing out for its juices to drink, and that will be mutter as well with the bach. Then he ends off and he says, by zeisim v'anovim it's aser apof and zeh, even if you're squeezing out for one of these other reasons, just for a dip, it's going to be usr when it comes to zeisim v'anovim. Why the chiluk? So if you look at note number 7, he points out, ubetama davar biyar primagana. Primagana explains why When you're squeezing it out to dip food into it. Even though clearly it's not considered a drink when you squeeze out the oil of the wine for dipping purposes, still chazal asur it mishum maris ayin, because of maris ayin. Since most of the olives and the grapes in the world are squeezed out for their drinks, haroa also sochet yasho she sochet hu l'shem mashke. Anyone who sees you squeezing it out is going to think you're squeezing out l'mashke. Therefore, just so you're squeezing it into a bowl to dip your food, no one knows. And therefore, to be marsayin. Therefore, zeisin v'anoven, even in this form, whereby other food is going to be mutter, even l'fi d'bach, will be usher by zeisin v'anoven. Says in the Mishnah Berurah, this is called the text. Dino kesusin v'rimonim. So we said again, even the category three that are not normally squeezed out, if there's a place where they are squeezing it out, it will be jumped up to the more machmir status of tusin v'rimonim. V'tapuchim kayom, apples nowadays, says the Chavos Chaim, gam kein dino ketusin v'rimonim, they also have a din, like berries and pomegranates, that they're awesome and the rabbanah to squeeze out. D'yesh mekomo shenogo lischol me'am harbe. There are places where the minhag is to squeeze out a lot of apples. I wonder if the note that we saw last time that said that that oranges have a din of zeisin v'anoven, maybe nowadays would even say that apples, when there's a whole supply in the supermarkets of the different apple juices, there's tons of apples being squeezed out, maybe they'd be more machmir than the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is just saying that it's like tusin v'rimonim, but I wonder if some would say that it's like zeisin v'anoven. Ach, im atapuach mevushal, if it's a cooked apple, v'sochet sheyete mimenu sharia, then you're squeezing out its mutter, v'sochet kol ha'ochel mimenu. If you try squeezing out a cooked apple, not only the juice comes out, but actually the whole apple comes out. It just squeezes out. So therefore, he says, that will be permissible. That's not called shechita. Sikkatan yud. The Rambam then said, the whole iser is to squeeze it out, but to suck it out by holding the fruit to your mouth is going to be mutter even by an oven. Sikkatan yud mutter limtzots. Mitan di ein deras shechita bepiv. It's not the normal way to squeeze out with your mouth, therefore it's mutter. V'chol dover she'ein darko bekach lo gazrubo. Anything that's not the normal way, they did not make a gzera. The afal gab the usr linok me'abahim afilu bepiv, even though it's usr to be nursing from an animal even with your mouth. You put your mouth directly on the udder, it's going to be usr. The reason why that's usr, even though it's not a normal thing to do for a person, is hasam yeniko bin abahimu eno shinui gomer. Nursing from an animal is not a total shinui. The derech kol bal chai linok. Every living creature nurses from its mother. So therefore, it's not a crazy thing for a human to be sucking the milk out of the udder of a cow. It's not enough of a shinui, and therefore it's usr. Aval hacher, but to put the grape to your mouth and suck out the juice, the ain derech schita klal beofen zelo gozru. That's bechlal, not a way to do schita, and therefore they didn't make a gzeira on this. So therefore, it comes out more lenient to suck out the juice from a grape with your mouth is mutter, and nursing from a cow is not going to be mutter. That would be usr midrabbanan. Sekotan yud aleph, the kol shekein b'shar dvarim. So the way the Ramah said was mutter limtos v'piv min ha'anovim, which is obviously the most chomer, certainly b'shar dvarim. What shar dvarim? Kegon shenosan basar b'mora. For example, you soak your meat into soup, o pas b'yayin, or you soak your bread into wine, o motzeitz osam, and you want to suck out the juice from the bread or from the meat, that's going to be mutter. The belav hochi ein b'schitosan mishum chil chatas. Because anyway, even if you squeeze out with your hand, it wouldn't be an Issa Daraisa like the Zeisin Vanovim. The Heim Kemo Kvashim Ushlokos, the Kamamas of Zion, they're similar to the Kvashim and the Shlokos, which is cooked vegetables that we'll see in Siv Zion. Squeezing it out is not an Issa Daraisa, because the juice that gets in is through the cooking. We'll get that in Siv Zion. But these things are the same thing, squeezing out the bread from the wine. The wine's only there because you dipped it into the wine. It's not naturally there. And therefore, there's no Issa Daraisa on squeezing it out regularly. So Kol Shekain, you can suck it out with your mouth. Obviously, if you can do it with the anovim, you can also suck out with your mouth the berries, the pomegranates, and the sugar cane. Sivkatan Yud Beis is going on the last point of the Mishnah of the Ramah. The Ramah said there are those who aser sucking out the raisins with your mouth, the kayotze them, and similar things. Hainu afilu shard v'am v'var l'malah. Even the things we discussed before, the meat and the soup or the bread and the wine, there are some that say that's usr also to suck it out with your mouth. Why is that usr? V'tam de'ezu, the reason for this opinion is the svirle they hold. They say it's not any worse than nursing from the animals. Nursing from the animals is going to be usher. So sucking out the juice from these items is going to be usher as well. The gam shom hu shinui. That's also a shinui. The afal pikein usher chachamim and still chachamim usher it. So just because you're doing a shinui over here, it's also going to be usher. They don't hold this is so much a greater shinui. They hold it's a similar thing. If that's usher, this is also going to be usher. The ayin bayi rabbi shekosav. The bezeisim vanovim sheschitosa midaraisa. Here's the bottom line. The rabbi writes: when it comes to olives and grapes, we're squeezing them out with your hands. It's an issa daraisa. Hanochon lahachmir milimtzel zafilu bepiv kesvara achrona. There you should be machmir on the second shita. Don't suck out the juice from olives and grapes with your mouth, because those are the most chomer in general. Ubishare dvarim, by other things where it's either asa derabana to squeeze out your hands or it's mutter, so then ein lahachmir. That's the yiraba comes out as machriya between these two shitas. When it involves anything close to a daraisa, stay away. If not, it's mutter. Umistabra dafilu bezeisim vanovim ein lahachmir rakishu derech yindika levad. Very important point. He ends off with over here. It's logical to say that even when it comes to zeisim vanovim, which is just definitely rabbi shemachmir, you only have to be machmir derech yinika, that you're holding it and you're sucking. You're like sucking out the juice while you're holding it. You're nursing from it. The hainu shemotzeitz osam the enu meisimum l'tol piv, where you're sucking out the juice without placing the fruit in your mouth. Avol in meisimum l'tol piv, but if you put the olive or the grape in your mouth, umotzeitz amashken, you chew it up or you suck out the juice from the fruit in your mouth, and then you spit out the pits. According to everyone, that's a normal way of eating. It's 100% mutter. So even if you want to be machmir by zeisiv anovim to suck out the juice when you're holding it, you put it in your mouth and you suck it out, that's for sure mutter. According to everyone, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, with sitbeis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.